What's up, everybody? It's your boy Dago coming at you with more shit y'all don't care about, but listen to me anyway. Anyway, guys, how are you guys doing? I've missed doing some of these, and I figured why not do one now. It was recent news that came about, and I figured I'd give my two cents on it if anybody wants to hear it. And if you have answers for me, that'd be great too, because I got questions. And that question is, my good fellow people, is, when is it appropriate for a franchise to die? Or when is it somewhat acceptable on some kind of gaming stance? I say this because recently many people have seen the Metal Gear Survive trailer that happened with Konami. And generally the reaction that I've seen people have towards it is just fuck Konami. Or wow, is this really what's happening now? And I don't care. Like, they just, no fucks were given towards this game. Now, like, to me and to others, and I'm pretty sure most people, the Metal Gear Solid franchise is dead. Now, why is it dead? And that's where the answer falls, for the most part, is it's not Hideo Kojima's fault that it's dead, and it's not the developers that were under him. It was Konami, right? So where does the fault lie, and if so, who killed it, and then is it appropriate that it's dead? And in this way, is it the only way appropriate? Now, I raise this question because it's kind of hard to describe in a manner of speaking that I'm trying to convey. Like, it's really weird. I'm sorry if it comes off as confusing or stupid, so to speak. Because my reaction towards, or not my reaction, but the general reaction that I've seen towards it, the Metal Gear Survive and Konami, is that Konami is the only ones at fault here. Like, they released this game, and with Metal Gear Solid 5, everyone kind of already figured that the franchise is dead. Kojima is no longer under Konami's handle, and with that, the franchise is just up and dead. So, as far as I was concerned, there wasn't going to be any more Metal Gear simply for the fact that Kojima wasn't able to take the lead anymore. He wasn't able to take the game with him, so any Metal Gear Solid game that would come out now at this point would just not be Metal Gear. So from that point of view, having seen what they were going to release, is it then the general reaction? Because that's what I saw. I seen people look at this game and just straight up laugh. Now, as opposed to, let's say, what Nintendo has done. Now, let me preface this and say that franchises dying is not necessarily anything that anybody is looking forward to. A franchise being killed is never a good thing, or a franchise dying is never good. Nobody wants to see a franchise go down the hole in any way, shape, or form, or in a bad way. Let's put it that way. Seeing Metal Gear die is sad. Nobody wished upon Metal Gear to disappear, right? At least that's my take on it. So how does a franchise die appropriately? Because looking at what Nintendo has done recently with how, this year it was Metroid's 30th anniversary, and Nintendo is pushing to make... Oh, they're not even pushing. They're just releasing a game this year. I believe it's this year. I think it is. It might come out November or somewhere. But they're making Metroid Federation Force, and that's it. And if you actually go look up any of the videos of said game, the responses to it are extremely negative. Nobody wants it, and nobody is expected to really like this game. Now, it has to be kind of known that Nintendo is just, they're fucking up the Metroid franchise, and nobody is liking it. I figured that the Metroid franchise died with Metroid Other M, and it seems to hold true with how they're making Federation Force. They can't seem to make a new Metroid game, or they just don't want to, because Nintendo. I can go into this even more, but it's easier for me to just make it a base statement saying that Nintendo themselves are fucking it up, and it's a difference between, or they're killing a franchise, and it's a different way that Konami is doing it, because one, the lead developers for Metroid are still working at Nintendo. Like, they have these people there. And Nintendo is still going along with making this game that nobody wants. Actually, I wonder if that's the biggest issue. Because it's like, Nintendo is releasing something that is still under the lead's control, and they refuse to acknowledge what is a better game or a better Metroid game, and it's still killing the franchise. Like, this is no way helping their franchise at all. Whereas you have Konami, which no longer has the lead man making their own game, and they're just saying, hey, console gamers, we feel sorry for kind of giving you the middle finger, so here's a Metal Gear Solid game. We know you like Metal Gear, but, you know, hey, we don't actually have Kojima, so we don't know what the fuck we're doing. And then the audience is kind of like, yeah, we can kind of see that. Fuck you, we don't really care about this game, it's not Metal Gear, the franchise is dead, and nobody's mad that Metal Gear is dead. They're mad at Konami, because fuck Konami. Right? They have literally nothing behind this game. They don't have anybody behind this game anymore. And that's why I think it's easy for people to accept that the franchise is done. We won't see a new Metal Gear game, or at least a proper Metal Gear game, for some time, or if at all, anymore. And to me, it's kind of acceptable, because there's nobody that was head of the game behind it anymore. They aren't killing the franchise anymore. It would be different. It's easier for me to say that and accept it. It's different if I go and say, yeah, I accept Metroid being dead, because the people behind it are still with them. Sakamoto knows what Metroid is about, but he refuses to make a good Metroid. Therefore, if you kill it, you're willingly knowing you're killing a game. If Kojima was behind this shit, he would let that shit happen. He would not let a game like that surface, because it's not Metal Gear. And if it's not Metal Gear, it doesn't belong under his name. Look at Metal Gear Rising. It's like, it's a spinoff. I didn't make this game. I gave it to them. Therefore, it's not my Metal Gear. So it's okay. What do you guys think? I'd love to hear you guys. Am I just rambling? I'm pretty sure a lot of this is confusing. I haven't done this in a while. And if you have any suggestions or maybe ideas that I should talk about and questions, maybe I'll answer them. Maybe I'll do a podcast. I'm sorry. This was a very off-the-cuff rant, and I'm kind of just speaking to myself. But it was fun. And to make things clear again, I think there's a clear difference in a way a franchise dies and it's accepted in a way. I don't think anybody wanted Metal Gear to die, but in this way, I think people can accept that Metal Gear is dead because a company clearly killed it and are making something out of just sheer, I can't even say, well, yeah, it is greed. It has to be, because they really want that gamer money that they decided to throw out the window and be like, ah, we don't need you anymore. Like, kind of shit like that. But, yeah, that's the difference. There's a clear indication of a company not giving a fuck about a franchise with what they did and what they're doing, versus, well, we have nobody to work on this game that can actually make a real Metal Gear game, so here's a Metal Gear game that we think can actually make something, and then just get it completely wrong. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Sorry it was kind of really dumb, but hey, if you like it, let me know. If you have answers, let me know. What are your thoughts on this whole thing? What are your thoughts on Metal Gear Survive, if it offended you in some way, or if it's just something so horribly stupid, or if it's something you don't care? Personally, I don't give a fuck about it. It's not a Metal Gear game, and it wasn't made by Kojima, so there's nothing to be mad about. Fuck Konami. That's it. That's literally it. Bye.